Today's show is brought to you by Pedro Pascal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Pascal!
That guy's in everything now, even 10-second radio bits.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Hi, what can I do for you?
You gotta ask yourself one question.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Do I feel lucky?
Say what?
Well, do you, punk?
It is your lucky day because today is National Bingo Day.
Bingo!
Bingo what bingo?
Bingo!
Celebrate National Bingo Day by finding a local bingo hall for a day of gaming.
Happy National Bingo Day.
Bingo!
Showtime!
Yeah. A local bingo hall. The Mike Show. Hi there. How the heck are you? So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa? Well, if you're new to the show, if this is the first time you're listening, I'm going to give you a quick tutorial. If you're old to the show and have been listening for years, well, you know the drill. So just quietly hum to yourself for maybe 15 seconds. Here's what you do. You simply enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so easy. You can also get the podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. So we take the live show that we do Monday through Friday, and we repack all of those show segments each day into a full-length podcast minus the music that we play on Radio 434. And you can find that. It's kind of like our virtual time machine. You can find the podcast on Alexa just by saying, Alexa, play The Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can search The Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. You can search on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even just go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on The Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to our podcast as well. And if that isn't enough for you, we have a video simulcast of our show, and that's on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. And you can go back and you can watch all of our video show segments from the show and even test drive interviews with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg, our mic'd up pop-up concert series at Three Roads. All that content is there on the Facebook. But speaking of content and where you can find it, coming up, we have a brand new app that's going to be launching fairly soon. We're running a little bit behind on the production of the app, but that will feature our live channel, our feature channel. It'll be home to also our live show, obviously, and then links to the podcast will be right there on the app. All of our video content as well will be right on the app that you can either watch the show segments or you can watch test drive interviews. You can watch the mic'd up pop-up concert series, even the Radio 434 concert series. We're going to have some specials and things that will pop up on the app. And, you know, it'll be absolutely positively free. So and you can even make requests on the app, and you can get in contact with us, and you can get notifications of deals and things if you're part of our VIP club. That's all coming soon, and stay tuned. And speaking of the VIP club, you can text Mike to 85775, and you can join our VIP experience. What do you get? Well, you get all the, you know, if we have concert tickets, if we have specials, we have prizes to give away, you have the first shot at winning those prizes. And then after all the VIPs have won some prizes, then we open it up to the unwashed masses to win whatever's left. So, yeah, you get the first shot at getting all the best prizes by becoming a VIP. And we will not inundate you with texts and offers and things like that. Just text Mike to 85775 to join our VIP experience. All right, finally, Friday edition. What the heck are we going to do today? Well, of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals. So that's one smart and one dumb. Okay, but then we have nerd news this weekend. Science, it's just science. Don't be afraid or be very, very afraid. So that's two smarts for one dumb. That's on the Friday edition. And, you know, not headline news and all that kind of stuff. We are going to talk about tightening your belts, economic uncertainty, and there's you know, and we're not buying new belts. So we're going to talk about how you can save and how people are cutting back and what people are cutting back on. And then we've got our top tips for saving money at the grocery store. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by if you want to learn how to save some money on your electric bill, give these folks a yell. It's Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Can't afford a family vacation this summer? Think again. Introducing a travel destination everyone can afford. Backyard Funland. Conveniently located behind your house, Backyard Funland features tons of activities for the kids. Enjoy hide-and-seek in the enchanted forest of dead plants.
Who knew turning off the sprinklers to save money on water could be so exciting?
Put the pedal to the metal with Mom's rusty exercise bike.
Are you fast enough to outrun tetanus?
Enjoy a cool drink from the garden hose.
Doctors advise against it, but I did it, and I'm fine.
Backyard Funland also has treats for parents, like the ice chest full of tasty beverages at Michelob Ultraland. And stop by Lounge Chair Springs to just kick back, relax, and enjoy the view of the power lines. Backyard Funland, an affordable vacation for all.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. I know we played it yesterday, but it applies because we're tightening our belts and we all need to save money, right? I mean, we all need to save money.
I'm rich. You're not.
Shut up. Anyway, there's been a lot of economic uncertainty recently, and according to new research, that this was a scratch, by the way. I was not picking it. It's a scratch. This is the outside of my nose. Anyway, take two. And according to new research, take three. And according to new research, many people are tightening their belts by not buying new belts. Well, sort of. Anyway, the report found 67% of American consumers say they are reducing spending on everything. And 75% are concerned that the U.S. may go into a recession this year. When asked where they're cutting back compared to last year, this year compared to last year, 67% of savers said they're not eating out at restaurants as much. That's the most popular response. Here is the rest of the list. Where is it? There it is. Okay. Do from the bottom up. Let's do it from the bottom up. Let's do it that way. Unfortunately, this is number 11. 22% say they've had to reduce their charitable giving. Yikes. 27% are cutting back on personal grooming. They're not showering less. They're just watching how much they spend on haircuts and beard trims and nail salons and spas, other types of pampering. 27% are spending less on sporting events. 32% are limiting their alcohol consumption. That would be just terrible. 33% are doing an audit on their streaming subscriptions. See, that's actually smart, whether you're rich or...
I'm rich.
Shut up.
You're not.
Or not. Because it come to find out, we had like 3 Hulu accounts, and we were only using one of them, and they were hitting one of my cards. They were hitting two separate cards that Tab had, and so it actually might be a good idea for you to go in and do an audit on your streaming subscriptions. 34% are trying to spend less on groceries. 38% are cutting back on hobbies. 47% are spending less on travel. 49% are spending or reducing spending on entertainment, including concerts and movies. And then 52% are cutting back on new clothes, shoes, and accessories. The research found that the average person is currently spending about $115 on restaurants, $235 on groceries every week. The most common restaurants people are going to, of course, are fast food, fast casual, casual, and pizzerias. Groceries are usually cheaper than going out to a restaurant, assuming you're buying more meals than snacks and you're not wasting the food. But people are saving money at grocery stores by choosing cheaper store brands, cutting back on snacks, sticking to the necessities, and using coupons and loyalty discounts. So that brings us to our top list. All right. As a public service, because of everything that we've talked about, to our devoted listeners, we present today's list. It's our top list today. Top tips for saving money at the grocery store, because that's the number one place to start, right? All right, here we go. Number one. Do we ding them off or should we rimshot them? All right, let's rimshot them. Okay, here we go. Number one. Top tips for saving money at the grocery store. Don't shop hungry, or if you're one of our listeners, high. Top tips for saving money at the grocery store. Buy in bulk, but remember, a cart weighed down with 150 pounds of rice makes it harder to outmaneuver that kid trying to sell candy bars on the parking lot. Top tips for saving money at the grocery store. Buy generic brands. After all, what are chocolate puffs? The Cocoa Puffs minus the bipolar bird. Top tips for saving money at the grocery store. Consider dumpster diving. And hey, you might even get to meet Randy Quaid. Top tips for saving money at the grocery store. Skip the store entirely and just shoot up Ozempic. There we go. And top tips for saving money at the grocery store. Well, duh. Only get what fits in your pocket. It's The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866 and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1969. Man Walks on the Moon. Afterwards, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry broke up, giving Katy even more space. Jeff Bezos spent around $76 million on his three-day wedding, which is a bargain compared to what his one-day divorce is going to cost him. Ozzy Osbourne wants to do a duet with Paul McCartney. Ozzy's working on singing I Am the Walrus. The director of 28 Years Later says shooting the movie on iPhones helped him capture the violence. Another way to capture the violence on your phone? Hang out at a Waffle House after midnight. And the average person will suffer 4,000 cuts, scrapes, and bruises in their lifetime. Twice that if they own a cat. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm so happy you could join us on the Finally Friday edition, taking a look at Tower Camp position number 5, scanning down to the river. All right, are we still talking saving money and vacations and stuff? No, we are talking vacations. Okay, people like to joke about needing a vacation from their vacation. But if you're traveling with family, it's actually a real thing. According to a new report, traveling with family. According to this new report, it takes parents 2.5 days to recover from traveling with the family. Specifically, it's 2.4 days, which is 2 days, 9 hours, and 36 minutes for exhausted parents. And that extra time might actually matter. 71% of parents say they do need another vacation to recover from their vacation. If you're traveling with kids, the key is not to make things harder on yourselves. 30% of parents say bribing kids with treats is fair game. 28% said buying toys mid-trip helps. 26% resort to unlimited screen time. And more than half of parents say they bring along some kind of audio player to entertain the kids with music, storytelling, and soundscapes, whatever the hell that is, if possible, to try and find things that can be calming, not something annoying or repetitive that can raise tension or stress. So what do we got? Oh yeah, we have another great vacation destination for you, for the budget-minded individual here.
Gas prices are high, money is low. So here's another budget vacation idea.
Hey kids, we're going to the water park.
Yay!
That's right, go out back. I'll spray you with water as cold as a real water park.
That's another budget vacation idea.
Budget vacation ideas.
We couldn't afford a real jingle.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. Coming up, we are going to get so much more smarter with your 5 random facts. We're also going to talk with Darius from Lynchburg Community Market. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. The Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End, minutes from everything Danville has to offer, competitive corporate rates for business travelers, and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know what people say. All right, here we go. Number one, we live closer in time to the Tyrannosaurus Rex than the Tyrannosaurus Rex lived to Stegosaurus's, which makes me sad because I always like to imagine them as friends and stuff. Number two, ABBA got its name from the first letters of the four members' names, Agnetha, Bjorn, Benny, and Annie Friedlingstadt. Annie Friedlingstadt. Number three. Every American president in the past century has made at least one international trip during their presidency, with only one exception, Herbert Hoover. He ain't going nowhere. Number four. Even though Americans are the only ones who use the term soccer instead of football, it's not actually an American word. It originated from England.
Hello!
And number five, Jeff Bezos, Mark Hamill, Rachel McAdams, Fred Durst, Pharrell, Sharon Stone, Jay Leno, Seal, and Pink have one thing in common. Well, maybe more than one thing, but they've got this in common. They all worked at McDonald's growing up. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random Facts.
It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. I think Darius got tied up working the counter at Lynchburg Community Market. So we're gonna stretch things out and let you know that Lynchburg Community Market sponsors this segment. And they have their Farmer's Market tomorrow, Saturdays. Each and every Saturday, you can catch the Farmer's Market. And this time of the year, man, oh man, you've got all the summer produce that's coming out. But Lynchburg Community Market isn't just about produce and flowers and things. They also have meats and baked goods and all the stuff that you're going to need to make your backyard barbecue spectacular. So get on down. They've got indoor, inside shops as well. Crafters Gallery. All the crafters are going to be there on Saturdays. So start off your Saturday, or even end your Saturday in downtown Lynchburg at Lynchburg Community Market. You can check them out at lynchburgcommunitymarket.com, or you can also check them out on Facebook at Lynchburg Community Market or Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Check them out. This portion of our broadcast, as mentioned, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Community Market. Where is it at?
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't free clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very, very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains. Here's something you may have missed. All right. China.
Hello.
Hi. Unveiled a new spy drone the size of a mosquito. No, not the...
Not the bees.
No, a mosquito. Anyway, the U.S. has similar bug-sized drones, maybe the size of bees.
Not the bees!
Yeah, but not quite as small as China's skeeter drones. I said
hello.
Skeeter drones. Anyway, also... in moon news, a study found that if we build a base up there and astronauts inhale a little moon dust every now and then, they'll get high. No, I'm just kidding. It's no big deal. It's actually less toxic than the polluted air we breathe here on Earth. So that's good news, I guess. Also, there's still a 4% chance that big asteroid will hit the moon in 2032. And if it does, a study found the debris would cause a spectacular meteor shower that would be fun to watch. Now, here's the downside, though. It could destroy a ton of satellites. In ocean news, a study found some sea slugs can eat and absorb algae and absorb their ability to turn sunlight into energy. So if they eat the algae, they basically will have built-in solar panels. Instead of digesting the algae, they store it in their bodies and gain photosynthesis as a trait. So if they're starving, they can survive on sunlight alone. And the lead researcher compared it to absorbing a superpower. And in painkiller news, a chemist in Scotland. No, in Scotland.
Hello!
There you go. Managed to turn plastic into Tylenol. How? Well, okay, so most people don't know this, but Tylenol, or acetaminophen, is made using chemicals pulled from oil, and plastic is also made of oil. So that's how it's possible, I guess. And, well, that's your nerd news for today. You feel smarter? I sure do. This portion, speaking of photosynthesis, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Why Earthright? Because we're not just solar. We're roofing, energy efficiency, battery backup. We're your home energy partner from top to bottom. You don't need five different contractors. You need one team that gets the big picture and knows how to save you the most money long term. That's Earthright. Local, experienced, and here to make it easy.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1969. Man Walks on the Moon. Afterwards, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Ring doorbells are getting smarter and smarter. Their new video descriptions feature will tell you what your video doorbell or security camera sees, so you don't have to, always watch the videos. And they get to know your daily routine. So here, let's check it out.
Ring notification. There's a man leaving a package at your front door. Another ring alert. There's a person in a hoodie stealing the package at your front door. Hi, your Ring doorbell again. There's a guy climbing out your bedroom window kissing your wife goodbye, who looks a lot like your best friend Nick. Your neighbor's kid is lighting a bag of poop on your front porch and getting ready to ding-dong ditch. Another text from your Ring doorbell. Your husband sure is working late. Again. No visual. Just saying.
All right, is that it? Okay, fine. A lot of celebrities have arrived in Venice, Italy for the Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez wedding. Let's tune in live.
It's the Bezos-Sanchez wedding with special guests Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Orlando Bloom, Tony Orlando and Dawn, Leonardo DiCaprio, Leonardo da Vinci, Bill Gates, David Gates, Tom Brady, The Brady Bunch, Oprah Winfrey, Not Stedman, Not Gail, Diane von Furstenberg, Dr. von Frankenstein, Usher, Valet, Carly Claus, Carly Simon, Simon and Garfunkel, Simon and Schuster, Simon and Simon, Simon Cowell, Simon Says Don't Stop This List, Kylie and Kendall Jenner, The Thompson Twins, Papa Roach, Papa Smurf, Papa Got a Brand New Bag, The Buggles, The Bangles, Cher, The Wallflowers, Wayland Flowers and Madam, Matt English, Madonna, Willie Tyler and Lester, Paul Without Oats, Jared Kushner, Don Kirshner, that guy that played Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore, oh, what's his name? Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Janet Jackson, The Jackson 3, Andrea Bocelli, Andrea Martin, Martin Scorsese, Martin Short, Martin Lawrence, Steve Martin, and Charo.
All right, wow, it's star-studded. All right, let's see. Speaking of weddings, we have some viral video here. A couple getting married played a best-of-three game of rock, paper, scissors to see whose last name they would use moving forward. Here is Pierce, or his is Pierce, rather. Hers is Hunter. He won the first round. She won the second round. Here's the reaction from the wedding guests after the third round.
Rochambeau to see who takes whose last name.
Yeah, she won. Scissors cuts paper. They will be the hunters. Let's see. What else? Oh, good Lord. A lifeguard was impaled by a beach umbrella. I mean, good Lord. The umbrella went through the woman's armpit and came back out. Good Lord. Here are witnesses and beachgoers talking about the accident.
It was just a freak thing. As she was putting it in, the gust caught it and pulled it up. So when she grabbed it, she was off balance. So, and again, she was on the top step of the bench. So she fell backwards off the bench, and the umbrella came with her when she came down, and it just landed on her arm.
About a 1-inch in diameter aluminum umbrella pole, which went into her left armpit and came out in her back, right near the scapula. She did very well. She just really complained about the heat. So I will give her credit. She was tough.
You really wish the best for everybody, and I'm just glad that the person is okay.
I mean, good Lord. Can't even imagine. Are we going to a comedian? God, I hope we go to a comedian. We could use that right about now. Here we go. we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Jim Brewer thinking about the 4th of July and setting off expensive fireworks.
I loved 4th of July. You want a sparkler?
No.
At the end of the day, you want to out-duel the rest of the block, then you'd have to light off the big firework, remember? That was an announcement. I'm lighting it off, the $48 one. People are like, back up, get behind the car. Get behind the car, get your brother, get behind the car. What's going on? Ma, get in the house. And get behind the screen window, hurry up. He's lighting off the $48 one, hurry up.
What does it do?
That's the thing, I don't know. Slit! Slit! It goes on his back. You're like, try to put it up. Don't touch it. Is it still lit? I don't know if it's still lit.
A cop.
What's going on here? Nothing. What's that, the $48 one?
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead firmly and vigorously and with some gusto. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get stupid to wrap up the show, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. Alrighty. A 28-year-old Florida deputy named Justin Register from the Polk County Sheriff's Office resigned on Wednesday after he was caught stealing cash during a traffic stop. Register had arrested a driver for not having a valid driver's license. He took the guy's wallet and phone and put it in his patrol car's trunk for whatever reason. Two other officers showed up and saw Register returning to the car's trunk multiple times. Eventually, he returned the driver's belongings, but the driver said he was missing $300 in cash. Everyone started looking for it, and that's when Register went back to the trunk, opened a rifle bag, pulled out some folded cash, and said, "Oh, here it is." It was obvious enough that the other cops immediately reported it to their supervisor. In a statement, Sheriff Grady Judd said, "It makes me so angry. I could chew the bark off of oak trees because he betrayed the community's trust. That's why he's not a law enforcement officer anymore." Register was arrested for theft, and the sheriff said he would have been fired if he didn't resign. The department also said that all the officers' previous arrests and traffic stops are being audited. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 12-year-old Petersburg, Virginia boy is being celebrated as a hero after rescuing his two younger brothers and grandmother from a fast-moving house fire earlier this month. Ramir Parker is the kid. The whole first floor in their home was filled with smoke. He scooped up both kids and got them all out. Here is Ramir talking about what happened and getting a job offer from Fire Chief Wayne Hoover.
I go downstairs and just black smoke all throughout the house. They was on opposite ends of the couch. I grabbed them. I grabbed my two-year-old brother, and then I grabbed the one-year-old because the one-year-old's smaller, and I fit him inside my arms, and we ran out the house.
We were there in less than 4 minutes, but that fire had a huge head start.
The only thing that matters is that I got my little brothers out the house and my grandma.
Bottom line is he saved his family's life. I told him when he turns 18, he's got a job with us.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by, let's pull it up, the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they have a fundraiser, and it's a fun fundraiser. It is Hill City Slide, coming back for year two. Visit hillcityslide.com to get your tickets and reserve your time slot. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.